All right, ready for this? We're diving deep today. Two accounts, both about Amsterdam.
Oh, cool.
But get this. Both visits were after 15 years away. So, like, they went back and...
Wow, 15 years.
Yeah. And what I think is so cool is, like, you know those personal stories? They tell you more about how things change, you know, society, cities, all that, than, mm-hmm. like, any official report could, right?
You see it through someone's eyes.
Exactly. Oh, and one more thing. One trip was all by train. The other person drove. So we'll see those differences, too.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting.
Right. Okay. So first thing that jumped out at me, both of them talk about how many people are on public transport now.
Mm.
Like, the parking at the train station was jammed. Yeah. Ferries always packed.
Yeah.
It just makes you picture it, right?
Oh, for sure. And that's not just Amsterdam, I think. Lots of cities. It's the same. Everyone's on buses, trains, all that.
Right. You know, I live in a place where it's mostly cars.
Yeah.
But even I, just last week, tried going downtown. And the parking, forget it. Took me forever. It's like, suddenly, people remember the subway exists.
Right.
Back to Amsterdam, though. The train traveler, they mentioned how much the ticket was. 940 euros.
Okay.
Plus a 1 euro fee, just because. Makes you think, all those little costs, they add up, don't they?
Absolutely. And then it makes you wonder, is public transport really affordable? Like, everyone says it is. Better for the planet, all that.
Right.
But those fares, the fees, maybe you got to transfer a bunch. It's not always simple. You know?
That's such a good point. We get caught up in the big picture. Forget about each person's situation.
This is interesting. The train, it's all modern, comfy. They even had Wi-Fi.
Ah, see, now that's different.
Right. You were telling me you took a similar train trip ages ago.
15 years, yeah. I don't even remember if they had Wi-Fi back then. It was more like, enjoy the view, read a book, maybe talk to the person next to you if you were brave.
Yeah. Now it's all, everyone's in their phone world. It's true. The person in the story even said there was, like, this girl on the phone, loud conversation. 15 years ago, people would have given her the side eye, for sure.
Totally. Technology changes how we travel and how we act around others. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of changes, both accounts talk about how different Amsterdam itself looks.
Oh, yeah.
Especially that area. Yeah. Central Station, the waterfront, like, transformed.
That's where you see, like, urban renewal in action. Sometimes it's good, fixes up rundown areas, brings jobs.
Right.
But then you get gentrification, people who've lived there forever, they get pushed out.
It's a tough balance, for sure. It happens everywhere, not just Amsterdam. Makes you think, how much do our cities change all the time, right?
Constantly.
One person, they're eating dinner 80 meters up in a tower by the water. Sounds fancy.
Wow, 80 meters.
But I'm like, is that what progress is?
Okay.
All shiny and new? Do cities lose what made them special? Makes me think about, you know, where you live. Has it changed much?
Good question.
I love old buildings, cobblestone streets, that kind of charm. But got to admit, modern stuff is convenient. It's finding that balance, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay. But enough about buildings. Both accounts also talk about how diverse Amsterdam is now.
Oh, interesting.
One said on the ferry, it was like every nationality was there.
Yeah.
A truly global city, you know.
You know what that makes me think about? Immigration. How people blend together. All those cultures. It brings in new ideas, energy.
Right, right.
But it's not always easy. People from all different backgrounds, how do they build a community?
Yeah, you see the word diversity, but to really understand it, how people live it, that's different.
Exactly. It's way more complex than it seems. And that's where these personal stories, they're so important. Like, one of them tells about this Vietnamese refugee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who became a Dutch citizen.
I was just getting to that. To not even speak the language, and then bam, college degree. That's incredible.
Talk about resilience, right? At my own family, actually, my grandparents on my mom's side, they were refugees after World War II. Tough times, but they were determined to make a new life for themselves, their kids. It's like millions of stories just like that. It's complicated, but hopeful too.
You're right. It's not always easy or a happy ending for everyone.
True. And that's why I think this whole deep dive is so fascinating. It's the human side of things, not just statistics.
Exactly. It's like you can see how these big changes affect real people.
And sometimes it makes you rethink things. Like, one person just mentioned seeing a young woman speaking Arabic on the train. Small detail, but it might make people think different things depending on who you ask.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. It's like multiculturalism. It's not just about, oh, everyone's different. Yay. It's about how those cultures actually fit together, their rules, what they believe, you know.
Oh, for sure. Especially in a big city. People packed in. It's got to be tough sometimes.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what else I remembered? One of the accounts talked about where they used certain store trains. Now it's all buildings.
Hmm.
And by the waterfront, construction everywhere. It's like never ending, that city.
It is, isn't it? But like we were saying before, all this development, who's it really for?
Right. The fancy new stuff. Is it helping the people who already live there? Or is it more for tourists, rich folks?
Easy to get distracted by shiny buildings.
Mm.
Forget it's about, like, actual people living there.
It's finding that balance, progress, but also taking care of everyone. Every city struggles with that.
Oh, speaking of progress, Central Station, they said it got an extreme makeover.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. The hallways used to be kind of dark. Now there's this super modern restaurant.
So is that what progress is? Like, all sleek and expensive?
Makes you wonder, is it still good for the everyday commuter? Or is it more for, I don't know, tourists with money to spend?
It's almost like two different Amsterdams. One for visitors, one for the people who actually call it home.
That's a good way to put it. Their experiences are so different, I bet.
And that's why we got to hear from both sides, you know, to really get a city.
Makes sense. Man, these two accounts, we've covered so much. How transportation changed, Amsterdam itself changing, the whole culture thing.
It's a lot, right? But what I keep coming back to is progress doesn't mean the same thing to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. What's good for some isn't always good for others.
And you see that in both stories, that push and pull, old versus new, the locals, and then the whole world coming in. It makes you wonder, what's next tea for Amsterdam?
Will it keep its own personality? Or will it become like every other big city? I don't know.
But that's where you come in, listener. Next time you're walking around, traveling, pay attention. What's changing? What stories are happening all around you?
Because what you see, what you think about it, it matters. It helps us all understand this crazy world, you know?
And maybe someday someone will be deep diving into your travel journal, see what you saw way back when.
Uh-huh. That's kind of cool to think about.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming along on this journey with us, everyone.
We hope this got you thinking a little differently about, well, everything.
And hey, maybe start keeping a journal yourself.
Yeah.
Your future self might thank you for it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and share your view of things. It's important. You know what? It's kind of wild. Just two trips to Amsterdam, but we've talked about so much stuff.
It's true, though. Those little stories, they show us the big picture.
It makes me want to dig up my old journals, see what I noticed, like, without even realizing it at the time.
I bet you would. It's like we're all living history, but we don't always see it that way, you know?
Okay. But out of everything we talked about, the trains changing, Amsterdam itself, all the different cultures, what sticks with you the most?
I think for me, it's how progress, it's not the same for everyone. What one person sees as good, it might hurt someone else.
Yeah, for sure. Both those stories, you could feel that, the old fighting, the new, the people who belong there, and then all the newcomers.
And that's happening everywhere, all the big cities. What'll happen to Amsterdam, I wonder?
Right. Will it still be special or just turn into every other place? Big question.
And that's where you come in, listener. When you're out there in your own city or traveling, look around. What do you see changing? What stories are happening right in front of you?
Because what you notice, what you think about it, that adds to the whole story.
Yeah.
You know, it helps everyone understand.
Maybe someday someone will be deep diving into your travel journals, trying to figure out what it was like back then.
Oh, that's kind of trippy to think about. But hey, thanks to everyone for joining us on this one. It's been a ride.
We hope this got you thinking, looking at things a little differently.
And hey, if you're not already, maybe start keeping a journal yourself. Your future self might thank you. All right, until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and don't be afraid to share what you see. It all matters.